There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street-smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Basile. All subjects are on the table, and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street-smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc. And it starts now.
Oh, baby, we've got a show for everybody today. All right, here's the deal. We have got a great guest joining us here today. I have had Mark the special honor of working with Dr. Sharon Martin now for several years.
Awesome.
And you know what it's like to take the journey as you have, right? Where you kind of know you're meant to do something else.
Yeah.
You have an idea. Then somebody like us comes along and we recognize that, and you go on this journey, and over time you create things. In your case, afterlife frequency is the latest, but there's so much more. And you've established yourself beyond being the psychic lawyer. I mean, come on, you're in associations. People go to you as the go-to person that speaks to people that have passed over. I used to say dead people, but I got a call about that. So, okay, people that have passed over, I'll say it that way. That's better. And that's what Dr. Sharon Martin is on the, she's on the cusp of. And here's what I want to say about her. How do you become a doctor, a medical doctor, Dr. Sharon Martin? How do you go from that vision and version of yourself in your life to then Dr. Sharon Martin, the straight talking shaman, maximum medicine guru, the author of her book just sent to the publisher, hot off the press? And how do you do that? Stone blessings and everything else, and still get up every day, put on that white jacket, not the straight jacket, like the other one, the lab jacket, and go in and be that. How do you do it? Here's how. This is how. And this is all I'm going to say, Mark, and you can jump in. But
all
this
right.
is the secret. You ready for it? Dr. Strange. Dr. Strange in the multiverse. That's how you do it. Dr. Strange. And what's the name of that, Jacob? Dr. Strange, that the new Dr. Strange. That's how you do it. Dr. Strange in the multiverse, because you are on a pathway that you cannot be on. There is no way, Mark, you cannot be on. Thank you. Multiverse of Madness. Thank you.
Yeah.
You cannot be on, Mark Anthony, where you are on your path. I can't be on mine, and Dr. Sharon Martin can't be on hers. But when you are there and you are creating that, she has created maximum medicine. That is the bridge between the science, the metaphysical, the spirituality, and what do you get you're about to hear about today? Today, for all of you listening, here's the deal. When you call in for reading, you're going to hear a little bit from Mark, a lot from Sharon, and maybe a touch from me. It's like a fine-tuned cocktail. Stirred and not shaken.
I love it. I love it.
Dr. Sharon Martin, thank you, Doc Martin. And actually, that's what she goes by, Doc Martin. Welcome to our crazy, wild, and amazing The Psychic and the Doc show. The Psychic and the Doc show. Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hey, Sharon.
The Psychic and the Paradox.
Oh, I love it. Hello. Welcome aboard, Sharon. It's great
I'm sorry I was running late. Thank you. Nice to meet you, Mark.
Yeah, likewise. And, you know, a lot of people, some of our listeners may not be familiar with you. Not only are you a physician, but you're also a shaman. Now, your work as a medical doctor is in physiology?
I'm an internal medicine doctor.
Okay. And
like that one that you go to, like the doctor you go to when they don't know what's wrong with you, then they send you to that doctor. That's the doctor that has to look at every part of everything that you are to give you a solution that no other doctor could give you. Sorry if I ruined that for you, Sharon.
No, that's okay. So you're internal medicine, but you're also a shaman. Now, I've spent time with shamans here in the U.S. and in South America. And, you know, shamans, Native Americans, and, you know, people have a perception of what that shaman would be. How do you describe you as a shaman and your work as a shaman?
So I want to just back up and say, apparently, you don't go out swinging around a sign that says I'm a shaman. It's probably better to just say I do shamanic techniques. For me, shamanism was about really tapping into the unseen world. And Mark, I think that's a place you easily go to.
Yes.
But to find out that the powers and the forces of the unseen world, of the natural world for most indigenous tribes, they have a power and a force that we can ally with and use that to our benefit. And when we do that, the things that can shift in your destiny are outstanding, profound, beyond. I think to find those levels, for me, to find that you could really align with creative forces of the universe, were sort of bigger than the spirit guides who might have been ancestors who had passed. These are bigger forces. And, you know, I kind of see them as a gradation of abilities. These are the big cheeses. So for me, linking up to the natural world, sensing and being taught how to sense things that are there in the unseen world to validate, like your raft technique, feel it and trust it, to validate that what you're feeling. We live in such a high tech where your intellectual analytical is so valued that we've lost that intuitive side. And that's the place for me where the power is.
That makes a lot of sense, because basically you're saying how in this very technically oriented society, the left brain has been dominating our right brain abilities. I mean, I know that's a simplistic way of looking at it, but traditionally, and what shamanic practices include and mysticism includes, and what I discuss in the work that I do, is trusting our intuitive senses, our emotions, and our feelings. And unfortunately, in Western society, and particularly among men, intuitive senses and emotions are marginalized and shoved to the side when they really should not. And it looks to me that a big part of what you do involves this tuning into the energy and trusting your intuitive senses when working with, a patient.
Right. And that was the fun part for me when I finally got the courage. I had learning energy techniques and shamanism and that stuff over here. I had medical doctor in the clinic over here. I was afraid to let them talk to each other. People might think I was a little off. But then I started opening the door to bringing something up. And I talk about these stories in my book, to bring it up to say to somebody whose wife had just died, so do you still feel her around? And then all of a sudden a conversation starts. And there you find out that every night the wife would go to the sunroom, get the dog's leash. The dog would jump up and down, thrilled to go out. And for days after she died, the dog was out there in the sunroom, jumping up and down as if she were present.
Right.
And to have a patient say that to you and get such comfort that you were actually willing to talk about it, address it, had nothing to do with blood pressure, had nothing to do with cholesterol, but did it heal? I think it did. So when I finally got the courage, and it was all on me getting brave enough, then people knew exactly what I was talking about. I didn't have to say, you know, I said soul or spirit or source. They got it. Or your energy seems depleted. They know what I'm talking about. Everybody knows that at an instinctual level, I think.
Yeah. I agree. And Dr. Pat, I, you know, working with you as much as I've had, have worked with you, you too, in your work as a behavioral psychologist, very heavily rely on your intuitive sense.
Oh, yeah. So much so that I got blacklisted, you know, from my college in, I think, 2003 or 2002 when I started crust busting, and they saw me holding my arms out, and I had two thunder eggs. I don't know if anybody knows what a thunder egg is, but Linda and I traveled back from San Francisco in the middle of 9/11, and we stopped and we dug these thunder eggs, and they're beautiful. You get them cut in half, and sometimes they're beautiful star images. Well, he thought they were crystals. The dean, he didn't like me anyway. I kicked him off my doctoral committee, but he didn't like me anyway. But he saw the picture. And the only way I knew he blacklisted me was Dr. Kelly Neff, who also was another host, who also was a graduate of the same school, said, "Hey, Stuart doesn't want me to work with you." But this is what you get. I mean, we come out in the world and we have to figure out how we're there. You know, Sharon, for you, look at, you know, you have a doctor's degree from Johns Hopkins Medicine. You're board certified, American Board of Internal Medicine. This is all on your page. By the way, for those of you out there, drsharonmartin.com, go check it out. When you look at this, you look at all these incredible years of study. Then you look at all these other incredible years of study.
Well, it's called being a perpetual student. every decade. Got to take on a new challenge. You know, it's just, you can't stop, because if you stop learning, to me, life is about getting all that new juju going on, you know?
Yeah. I remember one time looking at this when we were working on the webpage, and I remember listing all of the bullet points like across the page, and it was the bridge. And Mark, that's for you too. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Truth be told, Mark's a lawyer.
Talk about analytical.
Oh, let me, you know, when I was laughing when you were talking about how you were talking about soul and spirit, and there's the medical profession. When it went public that I was a medium, and the response from the legal system was, you know, that essentially I lost my crackers, except for the fact that that may have been going on publicly, but privately, judges and other lawyers were coming to me for readings, and police officers, you know, and so, you know, there's so many people that they may condemn this publicly, but then of course, behind the scenes, that's another story entirely. And, you know, the bridge, all three of us, that's what we have in common.
It is,
you know,
isn't it?
Yeah, we're all members of professions that are intrinsically conservative, yet we're involved in spiritual work, which is now much more mainstream. I mean, it used to, you know, be looked at as fruity tooty, you know, goofy woofy. And, you know, nowadays you have credible scientists, doctors, myself, an attorney, speaking to the International Association mm-hmm. Near-Death Studies, International Association of Noetic Sciences, appearing on The Psychic and the Doc, you know. So we've come out of the psychic and spiritual closet, I think.
Well, you have to. So, you know, for somebody like me and Sharon, for you, like as we take this journey, you know, it's interesting when I send my renewal into the APA, the American Psychological Association, you have to list everything you're part of, right? And right there, the psychic and the doc. But when you put this together, you know, it's like my grandma, Sharon. It's like, you know, I used to love my grandma. I talked about my grandma on a show today, and I realized how much of a shaman or, you know, we were talking about witches and herbalists today. And, you know, I remember my grandma being that. I mean, we never knew what the heck she was grinding up. Who knew? Grinding it, slapping it on you, making you drink it. But what we realize is this is so a part of some of us and many of us. And that's why today's show, Sharon, is so special. First of all, congratulations on your book now being in the publisher's hands. Get ready, everybody. Maximum Medicine, right?
Right.
A labor of love, a work of art. And here's what I want to say. When you find out about Sharon, if you go to her website, you're going to see the Maximum Medicine way. And what she has created in I don't even know how to explain it, Sharon, you're going to have to do it after we take our caller. But what Sharon has created to integrate the elements, her own process, organs of the body, a Peruvian chacana. I'm talking about what she has created has never been done before, Mark. It's never been done before. Not
Love
by
it.
Any other person, right?
Love it.
And we're going to talk more about that because she's going to demonstrate how it works to help people. I would love to go get Terry and bring her on. We have a caller waiting to call in.
Yep. That sounds good. We've got Terry on the line.
Can you do it? Okay, good. Terry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeehaw, sister.
Yeehaw, sister.
Terry, I'm so sorry. I miss you,
too. I'm back again.
Tell us what happened. And Mark, we're all here to help you.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago yesterday, I lost Vic. And so all my earthly angels are transformed over, I guess.
I'm so sorry. Vic was Terry's partner.
Okay.
So sorry, Terry.
Hold on. I'm getting a male. Obviously, I'm getting a male energy coming through that feels connected to me. And I don't want to jump to the conclusion just yet that this is Vic.
It's Vicky.
Okay. Then that's not who I'm getting. I'm getting a male energy coming through.
But okay. I know, Terry, it could be anybody.
True. Terry, yeah. Do you have a father or uncle, male connected to you through your male side of the family? On the other side?
My dad and my grandfather.
Okay. Which one of those men was a smoker?
Was a smoker?
Yeah, because I'm smelling
Neither.
Cigarette smoke. Interesting.
Neither.
Okay. So I'm going to take a pass on this one because I'm not getting
Well, I'm going to jump in on it. Okay. Yeah. What I'm getting hit with is snuff. Who did the snuff? Was that you?
Nobody.
Hmm. You're clean Nobody. Living. You got some clean living going on there because I've even done snuff. But we want to help you today. I have to tell you, I can't even imagine. I'm so sorry. I'm
well,
so
sometimes,
sorry.
Yeah. And I don't mean to interrupt,
I was
but sometimes.
Just starting to get back on my feet after mom and then this.
Sometimes
lost her mom and a partner together.
You've got to give it time before you engage in a connection with the other side. And it's not because the spirit can't communicate. It may be that you're not really receptive. And what I mean by that doesn't mean, Terry, that you don't want to talk to Vic, okay? But what happens is the yeah. negative emotions of grief, and you may still be in that initial shock phase, creates a barrier, okay? And you're not doing anything wrong. This is just a normal part of grieving. And if people notice in all my books and my website, it always says wait 4 to 6 months after the passing to engage in spirit communication, not because the spirit can't communicate, but you may not be receptive, even though you want the contact. That desire, the I want, creates an angst, which once again is an energetic barrier. Right. And I want to reiterate, you are not doing anything wrong.
Yeah,
that's just, you know, you got to get to the point where, see, there's the shock and the trauma. And right now you're still in the shock. And when the shock phase fades away, then you're dealing with the trauma. And then eventually you'll get to the point where you will be more receptive and conducive to the spirit communication. So I want to turn it over to Dr. Pat. And
I know why she called in. She called in to speak with Sharon. Because nobody does blessings, stone blessings, healings better than Sharon Martin. And Terry, you really did call in to really have a conversation with Sharon. And you may be able to do a little bit of this, but I have a funny feeling that if you connect with Sharon later, she will be able to create a stone blessing for you. Terry, let me introduce you to Dr. Sharon Martin, okay?
Hi, Terry. Okay. Terry, hi, I want to talk to you about, are you connected at all to...
I can barely hear you.
All right, Jacob, you want to turn that up?
Can you hear me now?
It's real crackly. Oh, yes, that's better.
Okay, wonderful. How are you about being out in the nature world? Are you connected at all with the magical kingdom? When you were a girl, did you play with fairies and elves?
Not so much that I'm working on, you know, raising my energy and working very hard on that as far as trying to work towards the afterlife. And I've read Mark's book, The Afterlife Frequency, which is absolutely phenomenal. And I'm just trying to grow and make contact, like, you know, Dr. Pat and Mark know. I lost Mom last summer, and then I just lost Vic 3 weeks ago. And I'm just doing everything I possibly can to work with different people, and I've got a show coming up. Right.
I want to have you think about finding a place in nature, because I can really see the tree beings and the nature spirits helping you. And if you can find that place in nature that you're comfortable in, and you can sit down and just let all of that go or be, let it all be, that'll also help remove that barrier that Mark's talking about. That'll actually bring in a bigger energy to help you connect. But at the very least, it's gonna bring you peace.
Yeah.
And I just see you in the trees with the nature spirits and the plant people. Mm-hmm. And I just know that they're here to help you.
Yeah. Terry, here's what I want to say. I know you got a lot of great things going on in the external world. I know you, Terry was one of our fabulous hosts, and oh my God. And you have, I know you got a lot of these external things. You know, this is what happens in life, doesn't it, y'all? Uh-oh, what'd I do? Y'all, yeah. Terry, you heard that, right? That's my mama showing up here, channeling Mama Doris. But you know this, yeah. Terry. When we have all these great things in the external world showing up, here we go. And what might that message be? And I want to invite you to take Sharon up on what she's saying and contact Sharon directly to work with her on how to best do that. But you see all these things going on in the external world that you think you got to do. I got to get ready for the show. I got to do this. I had to get ready for this show today. And at the same time, I had to be late for a show to save a life of somebody that's in recovery. So here's what I'm trying to say with you. Right. You must take this time to do what Sharon's saying. I don't care how busy you are. And you live in the country. You're like, right? You live in the place. Can you find the time to do that? And Sharon, how can Terry get a hold of you directly?
So Terry, the contact info is on my website, doctor, that's drsharonmartin.com. Please look at it, look at the phone number, call me, email me. Email is Sharon at drsharonmartin.com.
I'm gonna give you the phone number. I'm gonna just give you the phone number. If you don't take the time, go ahead, Terry.
Yes, I will. As a matter of fact, you know, Sharon and I had emailed way back when, so I've got her email still, and I will shoot an email out and reach out and talk with her.
Okay, get on it. Here's her number, 833-940-1882, and I'll give you a call over the weekend, Terry, okay?
Okay,
I love you,
thank
sister.
Thank you all so very
much. I love you. Thank you.
I love you guys,
heart.
Too.
God, yeah, God bless you, and please accept our condolences.
Heart.
You are most welcome. God bless. Okay. Call back in.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a really short break, Jacob, like teeny weeny short, and then we'll go back to the phones, more with Dr. Sharon Martin, Mark Anthony, and me. And here's the deal with this today. This is a moment in time where if you go to Sharon's site and you click on her about page, you're going to be hit with a beautiful image, and it says nothing but this truth. This is what we are being called to show up as now. Jacob, short break.
I'm Mark Anthony, author of The Afterlife Frequency. But don't expect a dry treatise. This book educates, entertains, and reads like a juicy novel.
Joining us today is psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't think there's another person on the planet anywhere who shares this guy's resume.
He's been on Coast to Coast, the radio show with me for years. He's a psychic lawyer, but he's the real deal.
This book also provides hope in coping with grief, crime, murder, PTSD, and survivor's guilt. Part of being human involves contact with spirits, whether it's through a medium, during a dream, a deathbed vision, or a near-death experience. All these types of interdimensional communication occur when the energy of the human soul aligns with the afterlife frequency. The afterlife frequency teaches you my four-step raft technique. Recognize spirit contact, accept it as real, feel it without fear, and trust the message.
Welcome back to The Psychic and the Doc, or should I say tonight, The Psychic and the Paradox. I'm here with my incredible co-host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we have a very special guest, Dr. Sharon Martin, who is a medical doctor and utilizes shamanic healing practices to connect with people and help open up their energy channels. And Jacob, I understand we have some callers on the line. So who do we have next?
Yeah. And by the way, what Sharon does is called maximum medicine. You're going to hear a lot about it. But today is just one of many times, as Mark says, who do we got on that line, Mark?
Yeah, we've got Sasha calling in from Georgia. Hey there, Sasha.
Hi, Sasha.
Hey, Sasha.
Hi, Sasha.
Hey, how can we help you today?
I wanted to know if I have any, if anyone from the other side wants to tell me something.
Okay, Sasha, I got a female energy coming through. She feels like she's connected with you on the parent level. So it could be a mom, could be an aunt, could be a grandmom, but I'm kind of getting more on that level just above you. And with this woman, I'm getting that she was having a lot of pain, burning sensations from her breasts down through her abdominal region. Now, normally burning sensations is an indication of cancer. It could be something else, because sometimes burning sensations could be rheumatoid arthritis. But the way I'm feeling this, this feels more like a cancerous condition. And this poor lady, this was not a quick passing. This took some time, and it was really taking a toll on her and her GI tract and digestive system. Does any of this resonate with you?
Yes, my mother.
Okay. All right. So mom wants you to know that all those pains and problems are gone, that those are just identifiers. And oh my gosh, this is one of the weirdest things I've gotten in a while. Do you know what a Venus flytrap is? That little plant that eats bugs and stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
It's all a right. plant. It has like, it's like, imagine a fish, right? With its mouth open and shutting. It's a plant, and it's so smart that when the fly goes by, it doesn't like have any eyes. Like, it opens its mouth, and when the fly goes by, boom, gets it.
Yeah, it gets it. Oh. Basically, it's a carnivorous plant of all things. But before we, because Venus flytrap doesn't make sense to you, does the word Venus? And the thing about Venus was the Roman goddess of beauty. Venus is also the evening star. Okay. And I'm kind of moving more towards the stars. And there appears to be between your mother and you some type of connection around sunset and with the beautiful stars that come out. It's almost as if when you see Venus, you're feeling some type of connection. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Venus. It could be with the stars. So either you or your mom have an interest in astronomy or astrology, or just you like the stars.
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Always go with the thing that hits you first. Okay. Here's what your mother's telling me to convey to you. And then I want to turn it over to the paradox. Is the starlight is the eternal light of her spirit. And starlight is special. It's powerful, but it's gentle. And that she wants you to know that you indeed have that connection with her. And that you have, she said that you've been kind of blocking the guidance of your starlight. She said that there's other things getting in the way, distractions, stress, that is obstructing your natural sense of guidance. And that's why she's using Venus, the starlight, to let you know that you've got to calm yourself. And, you know, this is really good, Dr. Martin, because I think this is a perfect segue over to you, because this is about the caller is needing guidance. The spirits are there guiding her, but angst and emotional turmoil, and it could just be the distractions of daily life, but it feels a little bit stronger than that, are actually blocking that. And also, you know, Dr. Pat, I want to get your input on this as well.
Sharon, you want to go? You want to go next, Sharon? I'll do a cleanup batter.
So, Sasha, I was hit by the element of water, and I felt your grief, but I also felt the healing power of water for you to wash away that grief, and that in doing that, you're going to also wash away the block to connecting back to your mom, to know that she's always there. And I also felt a little bit, is there any fear with your mother's health that if it'll be related to you?
No,
good. Okay, perfect. So water. Anything you can do for water, if you can make a special bath with special essential oils, if you can find a spa that has one of those hot tubs that has got really nice mineral water, I just see you clearing, and then that starlight's going to come pouring in. And so I just feel that you're on your way to receiving that starlight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sharon. I want to give you a short message, Sasha, because I love Venus. Venus happened to be coming up very strongly in my solar return this year. And so funny you mentioned it. I never think about Venus. But here's what you want to be thinking about if you really tie this all together. I don't know when your mom was born. I don't know when you are born, but Venus is interesting. It gets to rule two different signs. Okay. You know, it's a fascinating planet. It gets to hang out and bother Jessica, who is Libra. So it gets to hit Jessica over there, and it gets to bother me because I have Taurus rising. So it hangs out in both of those signs. And when you put that together and you look at the power of that, I wonder if your mom is the kind of person that would both lead you, believe you, warm, very warm, right? Very beautiful, but is also this kind of person that could also be practical. And the fact that Mark brought that up and the fact that Sharon brought up what she did leads me to believe that at the core, there's something both exciting and practical that's in front of you. I don't know what that is. You don't have to share it on this show. You can call in. But if you're at a decision point where you're deciding, do I have chocolate? Do I go for the chocolate or do I go to balance my checkbook, right? Those are opposing energies, and that may be up in front of you, right? Do you know what I'm saying? You don't have to reveal personal information to me, but this is a manifestation issue. It's the greatest manifestation in Venus, hello, is on the emotional level. It's on the self-worth level. And so is your mom trying to help you say, hello, Sasha, you are all it. Don't question your value and self-worth. Don't question, don't doubt yourself. Sasha, you get me?
Yes.
So can you make a commitment that you're not going to doubt yourself?
I won't.
I know, but oh, I could hear
it. I have been, but the two of you hear this now.
Right, you get this, that we got a little self-worth thingy here. You've got to stand in the power. You're an amazing woman. Okie doke. That's you, man.
You know, and Venus was the goddess of love and beauty, and she is the epitome of female, feminine strength. And it's interesting because everything that's coming through for you is about ratifying, acknowledging, and working with your feminine energy.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you with this. Okay. And you really need to think about this and then take what Sharon said and what Mark said, because water, hello about water. Tell me about water. How much water does this planet have? How much water is in our body? I don't know, Sharon, you know that, right?
A lot. Water is in our body. Okay. I don't know exactly.
Water is the most 85%. Abundant, prosperous, amazing, crazy, like our planet has with those other planets don't. Here's what I'm going to leave you with. This is what you are really have to step into. This is you. It's going to speak of your self-worth, money, banks, jewelry, and sweets. That's Taurus and Venus. While Libra wants you to be thinking about chocolate and pasta. But when you combine them, are you ready? You got to take this on. You will get the pleasures of all kinds. You have to be willing to say I'm worth accepting them. Got that, Sasha?
Yes.
Go get some chocolate.
Thank you.
Get some chocolate. I'm going to check up on you. Thank you. Let's go to the phones if we could, Jacob.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Jay calling in from Minnesota. Hey there, Jay. Yeah.
Hey, Jay. Hi, Jay. How can we help you today? Oh, I can't hear Jay.
Yeah, and just a reminder, Jay, would you mind just turning off your radio in the background, please?
And if you're on a speakerphone, hello? Take yourself. There you go. Hi, Jay.
Hello?
Hi, Jay. Can you hear us okay?
Are you Jacob? Talking to me?
Yeah, are you Jay?
No.
You're not Jay?
No, I'm Jan.
Jan.
Nope, I'm Jan.
Of course you're Jan. That's what I meant.
I am so honored. I'm so honored to
speak. How can we help you
to
today?
All of you.
It's like ground control to Major Jan.
You're kind of going in and out, kind of fading like a wave.
You are.
Go ahead, Jan.
Well, that's true, too, because I've been having those sad waves, too, today. But I went to have a past life regression done today, and it was kind of a wash, I think. But I think it's because my left side kind of was wanting to conjure up something. But anyway, I was
hold on thought. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You got to hold that thought because I'm going to turn you over to Sharon and she's going to tell you it's not a wash. I don't want to take you away from Mark, but I'm going to say, like, I love that you said that because we're talking about water. Now she thinks past life regression is a wash. Sharon is all about past life regression and hypnotherapy. So we'll let Mark go first, then Sharon.
Okay. So how can I help you, Jan?
Well, you did a gallery reading for me when you were at HPH, helping parents heal last April, I think it was. And okay. It was just kind of amazing. But I've gone to a couple other mediums who weren't able to bring forth anything that I was aware of. But later on, like you said, you have to wait for a little bit too. And when there were things that definitely resonated at the time. And later on, there are other things that showed up. But right now, I'm having a little bit of a health issue. And I've been using the pendulum with Emily, and she seems to respond really well to that. But I was just wondering if what she's told me via the pendulum is what I need to do in regards to my treatment.
You know what? I think this is a job for Dr. Martin.
I think so, too. I think we're going to hit you up with Sharon right away. She may ask you a few more questions.
Jan? I want to hear more about a health issue and your throat catches. Is that because you were about to cry or are you having problems with your throat and your breathing?
Well, yeah, I'm about to cry.
Okay. So tell me about your health.
It's been an emotional day. Mm-hmm. But so you want to know about the health issue?
Yes, please. If you'll just tell me briefly.
It has to do with my eyes.
Okay.
You want more information?
Nope, that's okay.
Okay.
You're scared.
I'm scared?
Are you scared?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Are you scared, Jen? Are you afraid?
Am I scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't know if this is the right thing that I should be doing, even though it's across the board. It's what most people do.
So I noticed some things that I away. Let's step out of prescriptions and what people tell you to do. And if Mark will help me bring in the energy, I really want to have you leave your literal mind and the worries that come with who said to do this and somebody said to do that and what's right and what's not right. We've got to get you back to trusting yourself, your intuition about your body. And we're not going to do that when you're spinning in fear and looking here for the answer, here for the answer, here for the answer. This is about come back inside to what's really true for you. And that's where the healing begins. That's where your intuition is maximum. That's where you then know who you trust when you hear. Because you're being bombarded by stuff from the outside. I want you to come back into center. Come on back in and just follow my words right now because I'm sending energy to you. Push away all of the distraction, all of the ideas, the thoughts that are making you worried. Mark's asking your spirit guides to help. I can feel that.
Yeah.
Bringing yourself to your center, to you, Jan, the true you, the healed, perfect you. When you're in this space where you leave this stuff aside, even if you just follow it with your breath, just get back to feeling your breath, feeling your heartbeat. Then comes the download. Mark's got your spirit angels and people around you. I can feel them bringing you in. And the healing comes from there. And the fear goes away. And I want you to feel me because I'm really sending it. Distractions be gone. Center, self-love, truth, trust. Mark, do you have somebody that's telling you a message?
Yeah, I'm getting a female energy coming through. And what's interesting is this female is younger and she's with you quite a bit. And what she's telling me is that your energy is, it's almost like a cyclone. It's been frenetic and it's like you're running in circles looking for answers in every direction. And that it's like, it's all like hitting, you know, you're making a quick hit instead of sticking with one particular path. And what's happening is you're getting like little bits of gratification, but not anything which is satisfying you. And then that's causing you to go on and on and on to other sources.
It's not sustainable.
Exactly.
And it's not solid.
Exactly. And certainly, you know, and I can understand that, you know, you're trying to get as much input as possible, but instead of finding a path, you're just,
spinning.
It's cyclonic. That's what the energy feels like. And so this energy, this female energy is saying you have to let it, you have to let that go and you have to find one path. And see, that's why the connection you were trying to make earlier today was a wash, why other things weren't making sense. And the answers are there, but you're not giving it time.
Or a space to have a single focus. Everything's being diffused and distracted. We need to give that, make it solid. One thing coming through based in trust, self-love, belief in yourself. You have the power to then choose what you want to use to help you.
Do you have all that? How do you feel? How do you feel right now?
Confused. Confused because I'm taking this treatment. I've been doing it for about 3 months, but
yep.
I just feel that things aren't right.
Yep, and that's what Sharon said. She said to trust yourself.
To trust myself.
Even if you take a break from treatments to center yourself, to regain your power of your intuition and your trust in what's right for you, so you're not confused, go back to that place of belief.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mark said, you have a female guide helping you. Mm-hmm. Go back to that centering. Even if you have to postpone your treatment for a little while you take time to come back in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Jen, what I want to say to you, thank you for calling in, but I want to say something to you. We're doing these short readings. We don't have the depth and the breadth or a knowledge or an experience of what you've been doing or what you've been going with. What Sharon is saying, the only way to get past confusion is peace. And you have to be able to get there so you could get back to yourself and trust yourself, because you've just said it. Something doesn't feel right. You don't know what that is, but something doesn't feel right. I encourage you to get a hold of Dr. Martin and schedule some time with her so she can help you with this. Right? She can help you get to that place where you find out exactly what's in your heart and what you can trust. That's what she does best. You understand? Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes. When I used the pendulum with Emily, for Emily, she told me to not take what I'm supposed to be taking. I've asked this several times, and it always comes up with the same answer. Don't take what you're taking.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you that. We're not going to tell you that on this show. It would not be ethical for us to do that. So I want to be very clear about that. What I'm asking you to do is get a hold of Sharon Martin, and she will help you get to the place where you can get the right questions, know what to ask, and get unconfused. I don't even think that's a word. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Please. You're getting a lot of things thrown at you. And what Sharon is so good at is she's good at actually clearing the field. So the real truth of what you want to do comes up, right? Because you are confused. You had a past life regression today. You're calling into the show with the three of us, right? Then you're working over here with Emily. I would be confused. Can you promise to get a hold of Sharon and just schedule a consult? Not about what you should do, but about getting you back to your truth, okay?
We gotta slow down.
Yeah.
Spiral it back in.
So, Jan, would you take down this phone number, please? You can get a hold of Sharon on her website, but I think you should call her directly. 833-940-1882. And you can put that on Facebook, can't you, Jacob? 833-940-1882. Just call her. Okay, she'll know who you are. Okay? You got it? Because what you need is clarity. You need clarity.
I just want to know, has Emily been guiding me? Has she truly been guiding
Emily.
Me?
We don't know Emily. We can't say.
Hold on. Who's Emily?
Emily is my daughter that passed.
All right. Remember when I said a younger female energy is coming through?
Yep.
That was Emily.
Okay.
And what she was saying is your energy is cyclonic, and that's why Dr. Pat's telling you need to do work with Sharon, Dr. Martin, to get your energy calmed down, slowed down, so you can follow this.
Yeah.
That's what Emily is telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. So go with that, and we'll leave that with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what Emily is saying is exactly why you called into the show today, because I don't think Emily is giving you a very specific instruction or direction. I think what Emily is saying, we have to stop the tornado of confusion.
Yes.
Right? Can you feel that, Jan?
Not really, but Sharon can help me with that.
I sure can.
Help me with my confusion?
The tornado of confusion. Yes, she can. Yes, she can. Jan, thank you for calling in. Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. What a great show, Sharon, Doc Martin. For those of you out there, drsharonmartin.com, please. Mark, right?
Absolutely. And Dr. Sharon Martin, we expect you back on the show. So we have the psychic and the paradox again.
Thank you so much for having me.
And tell everybody about your upcoming show that we're planning for you. Sharon does Maximum Medicine and the Healing Hour, but she's got a great new show coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, I got this download a week ago to do a show called Sacred Magic with my girlfriend and spiritual pal. And we're going to take callers and shift some energy. It's going to be wonderful.
A lot of shifting tonight. Doc Martin, everybody, that's what she goes by. Sharon, thank you so much. Mark again.
Thank you.
How do we get the Afterlife book?
Visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com, and find out about free events I've coming up like this weekend and several more. And every week we'll be back here with the psychic and the doc every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, and all times on either side of that.
All right, everybody. Love you all. We'll see you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.